Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Put your hands together for the Lord. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Oh, are you glad to be in church this morning? Only 15 people are happy to be in church this morning. The people on my right side, are you happy to be in church this morning? All right. What about the people on my left side? Are you happy to be in church this morning? All right. And today is a special day. You know why today is a special day, not today. Well, it's time for the Word of God. And I'm happy. Oh, you're allowed to be excited. It's okay. And I'm happy to announce to you that God has not only sent you His Word this morning, He has also sent you one of His choicest servants to bring His Word to you. There is nothing like the Word of God delivered by an anointed preacher and an anointed pastor. So ladies and gentlemen, today, if you are as excited as you say you are, I want you to just stand to your feet with me. Clapping is allowed, yes. Shouting is allowed, oh, even jumping is allowed. And yes. Join me, and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop, yes. Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise.
The Lord to speak to you this beautiful morning.
Yes, Jesus.
Tell the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me, Lord.
As the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me, Lord. Kado shetelebredigas. Empredegedo sheketelebredigas. Yes. Lord, let me hear your voice this morning. Yes, speak to me. A word for me, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to come to your presence. Touch our lives. Grant us wisdom. Let your will be done. Deliver us from evil. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Make yourselves saviors of men. That is the title of the message God is bringing us today. Make yourselves a savior of men. Otherwise, you don't qualify to be here. You may not know, but the church is not a place for everybody. You can easily be sitting here in church, but you shouldn't be here. You see, the people who belong to a church, are not just some townsfolk or just anybody. If you are in a church, it's very important to understand that you may easily be an unwanted presence in the church. There are a set of behaviors that are required of you to qualify you to be in church. If you don't behave well, it will surprise you to know that you see, God has tolerance for unwanted people. He tolerates people who shouldn't be where he is and are there. You know, some of you were sitting somewhere and somebody called you to come. But I want to tell you that even though you were called to come, you are still expected to behave in a certain way. You are still expected to be of a certain conduct. That's the story we read about in, is it Matthew 22? About the Lord who threw a wedding dinner. And he invited people who didn't come. So he sent, yes, Matthew 22, that's it. Go back to verse 9, please. So he sent his servants to go into the highways. And anybody they found, say, as many as you find, any, because God's kingdom has space actually for the whole world. There are chairs, enough chairs for the whole world. But even though the chairs are for the whole world, not everybody is welcome. So these guys went and found in verse 10. They went out to the highways and gathered together all, as many as they could find. All of them were gathered and they were just carried. I'm sure they were put on buses. And so the Bible says the wedding was furnished with guests. I'm reading this to make a point. You see, the title, the message is make yourselves saviors of men. Make yourself. Make yourself. Otherwise, you will be surprised that your existence is not welcome. Convert yourself into a savior of men. Because if you will keep your finger there, you go to Obadiah verse 21. That's a prophecy of an anointed man of God. He prophesied in Obadiah 21. He said, and saviors. There's a Bible I'm reading. Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. And then the kingdom shall be the Lord's. But you will notice that in the prophecy of Obadiah, he said, saviors. But you and I know that there is one savior. But that savior is not these saviors. That savior is a big S. That's Jesus Christ. But on Mount Zion, Hebrews 12 says that you have come. The church is called Mount Zion. Saviors. So it is expected that the people who are in Mount Zion are saviors. The people who are in Mount Zion are saviors. That is the expectation of God. That the people in Mount Zion are saviors. If you are sitting here, I'm telling you that you are supposed to be a savior of men. A savior of men. A savior of men. Anybody who is not a savior of men is an unwelcome guest. You are not welcome here. You can be here, but you are not welcome. So the wedding was furnished with guests. Make yourself. Because you have been able to make yourself into a married man's girlfriend. Many of us have been able to make ourselves into things.
The hair on your head is not your original hair.
You have been able to make yourself into a girl with long hair. Meanwhile, 4 hours ago, that's not how your hair was. 4 hours ago. So I'm not saying something that is strange. You know, you sit here, you know how to make yourself into something. Make yourself into something. Which 5 years ago you were not. Which 4 hours ago you were not. You know how to make yourself. It is wickedness and hypocrisy to sit in church and suddenly it's like you can't make yourself into a savior of men. Meanwhile, you have been able to convert yourself into something.
I'm saying that if you are here, Mount Zion is a church. And saviors are expected on Mount Zion. If you are not a savior of men, you are not welcome here. If you are a dancer, dancing star, and you are not a savior of men, you are not welcome here. I don't care whether you are a lady pastor wearing red or wearing yellow. You are not welcome here. Two ways, two things God does to people who are not welcome. One of them is that he drives them out. In the case of Matthew 22, you see that the king came. Give me the amplified. The king came. When the king came in to see the dinner guest, he saw a man there who was not dressed appropriately. It's not just any dress. It's not just any behavior. There's a specific blouse you must wear. There's a specific t-shirt you must wear. If you are sitting here, there's something you must wear. And if you are wearing something, but it's not the prescribed uniform, you are regarded as not being appropriately dressed. So he saw the man. Ah! How is it possible that you are wearing batik? He asked the guy, the batik man, stand up, batik, stand up. Yes. How are you wearing batik? Why in this party, at this party, everybody is wearing black? How did you get batik? And the man was bored. He said, ah, but I'm sitting my somewhere. You are the one who sent your servants to come and call us. What nonsense is this? You have come to call us. You have come to sit here. You are asking me why I'm wearing batik. Keep quiet. I'm talking. I'm sitting my somewhere. You have come. You see, now. No, you see, listen to me. Listen. I'll tell you. A lot of the accusations people bring against God, against pastors, against the church are not true. It's a reflection of their evil nature. I'm telling you, when you hear people having something against a pastor, don't swallow what they are saying. It is the evil in them they are spewing out. When you hear somebody saying that I was sitting my somewhere, and you sent your servants to come and call them, you were the one who sent gatherers. Another one with basin overseers. Another one who has created basenters. And we are sitting now somewhere, they've gone to call us. We have come to you, are going to ask us nonsense while we are wearing batik. Have you bought a shirt for me before? Is it not food we are coming to eat? Have you made any shirt for me before? And when you hear such ways of talking, you may think that, yes, it's true. The man is a wicked man. He has not made any shirt for them. But it's not true. Look at the next verse, in verse 12. And he said, friend, how... First of all, if the Bible you are using is yours, circle friend, because I'm coming there today. Friend, how did you come in here without wearing the wedding clothes that were provided for you? So when they are talking, they won't talk about the fact that what is expected of them has been provided already for them. They will talk as if it's an unreasonable man, an unreasonable pastor, an unreasonable God, an unreasonable church. But there's nothing God asks of you that he has not given you. It's your wickedness that has thrown it away somewhere. The garment. The man was apparently at the gate. Everybody was given a garment to wear. And he chose not to wear it. If you are here and you are not a savior of men, you have chosen not to be a savior of men. The verses have been given you. The messages have been given you. The warnings have been given you. The blessings have been taught you. And the spirit is in you. You have chosen not to be a savior of men. It's your choice. And the man was speechless. And without excuse. The truth is that you will have an excuse every day. There will be a day you have no excuse. I'm saying that if you are sitting here, I'm telling you, there are two ways God treats unwelcome guests. One of them is here. You see the next verse. Look at the next verse. The king said to the attendants, tie him. That is instant judgment. Tie him hand and foot and throw him into the darkness outside. King James says, outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that is one way. Unwanted. Some of you who are unwanted here, God will remove you from here. Some of you may never come here again. This may be your last day. Church is not for everybody. You see, they brought the man. He was brought into the dinner. This is a dinner. It's a dinner we are eating. But one person was carried and thrown out. Because this is a parable of the church. They were out. They were called out. Ecclesia, the Greek word for church. When Jesus said, I will build my church, the word church is ecclesia, called out. And I taught you last week that that word ecclesia is not a religious word. It's not the first time you see it. It's not really a word for the church of God. Ecclesia was a political term in ancient Greek lifestyle. The parliament, the assembly was called ecclesia. That's the word we have borrowed and we are using as church. The word church we are using, that ecclesia, is not originally a church word. It's a political word, meaning called out. They call. If they are fishermen, then they will choose two fishermen into the assembly. Seamstresses, they will select three. And they gather them in the assembly. You see that in the book of Acts, in Acts 19. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. There's no church. The word assembly is ecclesia. If there are matters that must be judged, we take it to a lawful assembly. A lawful ecclesia is the same word Jesus used. And that assembly was a gathering of noble representatives. They gather, they call, this one is coming from Ashaiman. The representative is coming from Medina. A rep from Dodoa. A rep from Ashie. A rep from Tema. And they gather into the assembly. It's not just anybody. That's ecclesia. The matter shall be determined in a lawful ecclesia. Do you think you can just go and sit in parliament that you are a parliamentarian? That's a church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Nobody builds anything by just choosing any material. Depending on what you are, if you are building a dam at Akosombo, even the cement, it's not just any cement. It's a type of cement. It's a type of iron rods. It's a type of stones. When you are building, you select things. The church is not a place where just anybody can just come and sit in the church and feel great. There are things to do. I'll build my church. If you are building a hut, there are things you select. If you are building a kiosk, you don't use iron rods. Depending on what you are building, you select. And the things you select, you expect them to live up to their billing. I've shown you one way. The church. It's a place for saviors. If you are not a savior, if you are not interested in souls, and you are sitting here, two options. One option is a Matthew 22 option. For once you are found out, you are tied and thrown away out of darkness. But there's a second one, which I gather is how God treats people he doesn't want. That one is found in Job chapter 1 verse 6. New Living Translation. Job 1 verse 6. Look at it there. Okay, give me King James. Now there was a day. Are you listening or I should end the message? Should I continue? Now there was a day, like Sunday, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan was there. I'm sure you and I, you don't need even a Bible verse to know that Satan is not welcome. But that's where you are wrong. You can be a Satan. So God saw him. Satan also came. And the Lord said to Satan, can I have, okay, New King James. Do you have New King James? The Lord said to Satan, why have you come to sit here? Is that what he asked him? Why have you come to sit here?
No.
From where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth. From walking back and forth. Then the Lord said to Satan, you are having a church service. Satan is there. Won't you drive him out? You are rather conversing with him about one of your pastors. The fact that God is conversing with you does not mean that you are a son of God. You are a devil sitting here. But God sometimes tolerates devils. And he used him. God may use you, but it doesn't change the fact that you are a Satan. He used him. He used him directly. The entire story of Job is God using Job. God using Satan to work a work in his servant that he was boasting about. God didn't use Elijah. God didn't use Hosea. He used Satan. God may be using you. But doesn't mean that you are a welcome presence. That That's why the title of the book, there's nothing more true than the title of the book, that make yourself. Convert yourself. Because some of you are sitting in the church without any agenda. You are singing. Look, if I say you should sing, the assumption is that you are a savior of men that I have asked to sing. If I say you should lead praise and worship, the assumption is that you are into souls and I've asked you to lead praise and worship. If you are not, then you are an unwanted presence. They tell you that you are a Satan God is using. I think today's message is not. I personally don't think it's. Let's welcome Frida to end the service. Let's clap our hands. Let's welcome our sister Frida. I don't feel that this is on a Sunday morning a pastor should be preaching such a message. This is for graduate professors. So I should continue? Just for a little while. What will you pay me? You pay me for the camp. Okay. Somebody says she will pay for me for the camp. Okay. I'll tell you something. God conversing with you doesn't mean that he likes you. God using you. In fact, sometimes his servants, he loves. When they misbehave, he uses people to punish them. Then when he finishes, he kills them. You didn't hear what I said? That's my servant. I love him. You are a devil. That's my servant. I can use you to pan. Israel. That's how Israel had many nations God used to punish Israel. For as soon as he finished, he was satisfied with the punishment. He cleared the nation. He wiped them out. Read your Bible. The fact that God is using you to sing doesn't mean he likes your behavior. Second Corinthians 8. Second Corinthians 5. Verse 18. New Living Translation. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Jesus Christ. Is it true that God brought us back to himself? We were far and he's brought us back. Is it true? Then there's no discussion. And God has given us, who are the us? The reverends like Reverend Akins, not so. Lady pastors like Lady Pastor Benedicta, not so. Who are the us? No, not all. Who are the, in this? We are doing comprehension. Who are the us in this essay? In this, your friend is saying, no. Who are the us? All the people who have been brought back to himself are the us. The ecclesia. Anybody who was in the nightclub smooching girls, and today you are a worship leader. I'm telling anybody who was an unbeliever smoking weed, and today you are sitting in the church on the third row as an important dignitary in the church. You have been brought back. Say brought back, brought back, brought back. Say I've been brought back. He has brought me back. Say, he has brought me back.
Yes.
And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. Verse 19. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Verse 20. So, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back. When was the last time you told somebody to come back to God? When was the last time you told someone to come back to God? We speak for Christ when we plead. I'm telling you today, listen to me. If you are here and reconciling men to God, you see a girl who doesn't go to church and you mark her that this girl, I'm going to put her into the house of God. If you are here and that mind is not in you, then you are not a welcome guest here. You are a Satan amongst us. And God can use you. God is very complex. He's very mature. You know how mature a person is by how the person can relate with people who are inappropriate. Like how God relates with us. It tells you his maturity. How did you come here? Because there's a way to come here. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. How did you come here? Did you come here by the door? Did you come here by the door? Or you came here through a window? I am the door. By me. If any man enters, he shall be saved. But do you know that not everybody here came to the door? Because the door is not... Oh, you can sit down, Batik. The door is not the only way to enter. No. The door is not the only way to enter. There are other ways to enter. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door. So we can stop there and go home. You've entered, but didn't use the door. We are going home. We've closed. You've entered. You are here, but you didn't use the door. That's all. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold. We are sheep here. Yeah? These are sheep. But there is a right way to enter. It's called the door. The door. But some people have entered not through the door. How did they enter? Is there? They climbed. So to climb, anybody who came here through the door, you just walk in. Anybody
who didn't use that door has to use extra skills. Nobody climbs to use a door. You're walking. But some people climb. And the Bible says, some other way. The same. It's a thief. And how true it is. Because you and I know that a thief is not somebody who has stolen your money. That's not a thief. If you're in your house in the night, and if you just you can't sleep well, you feel like a drink, and you go to the kitchen, you turn on the kitchen light, and you see a strange man standing there. No, I'm asking that. Will you say, because I'm not holding a suitcase, because I'm not holding my gold bar I've hidden under the ground? The man is just standing there. A thief is not somebody who has taken something. No. By your presence at a place where you must not be, being there makes you a thief. Before you steal, your very presence, it's like as we are here, I'm preaching, then I say that, shall we close our eyes? Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow our heads. Please bow your heads now. And we want to just say a word of prayer. And as we are bowing down our heads, then I'm taking somebody's phone. You see, my hand in my, please lift your hand. My hand in the bag, whether I'm holding a phone or a book, or for my hand to be in the bag. Some of you looking at me here. Today is the first time. I can bet that you've not heard this message before. Yes. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. If you want to be here, then wear the uniform. Wear it. Wear it. Wear it. It has been provided. Wear it. You think that because the doors are open, 1,000 doors is the church, anybody can come in? You are not serious at all. Anybody can come in. But when you come in, you must make yourself.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
So some of you sitting here, who didn't enter through the door? What's the door? The door is Jesus. Hallelujah. The door is Zion. The door, we see you are through that. You came through the door. When you are a savior of men, then you are right. You are the right person. If you are not a savior of men, you don't win souls, you don't witness, then you are a thief. You're a thief. You're a thief. I'm telling you, some of you should not come here again. Jesus' words, Jesus said, they tied him. A man sitting somewhere, minding his business. They brought him to the dinner. He said, tie him. Throw him away. Some of you must be tied and thrown away. Or he will tolerate you. Some of you, God is going to use you. And when he finishes, he will throw you away. He will use you. That's God, I know.
I know if I've not even read any part of the Bible, I can tell you from the Old Testament, the nations used to disturb Israel, none of them was spared. If God uses you to attack a pastor, know that there's a just recompense. Last night I told them that God doesn't like people who work without pay. He always pays people he uses. In fact, in the Bible, he warned people that when somebody works for you, pay his salary today. Don't postpone the salary. And when Jesus came, he quoted. So the scripture says that you must not muzzle the mouth of an ox. He doesn't like it at all that he will use you and not pay you. Some of you, he will use you to attack pastors, to correct your mother. Correct your mother. Anybody God uses, it means that he knows that you are an evil person, so he uses you. And when he finishes, then he applies, he turns the next chapter and uses a verse there to correct you. I have no doubt that a lot of people correcting fathers are being used by God. I have no doubt. Because God corrects his people. He will correct you. You will do the right thing. You will do the right thing. See me. If you are here and soul winning is not on your mind, you are an unwanted presence here. You are an unwanted presence here. We don't want you here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out. We don't want you. And you watch. What happens to thieves? You see how God is defining thieves? A person who enters. He didn't say, it's a thief and a robber. Has he stolen something? No, that's nothing like he has stolen something. But your presence there is through another means. That's all. He means to say that you are a thief. Some of you are thieves. You've climbed into the church some other way. What you don't know is that your boss, you see, the Job 1:6 Satan has given birth to you. Because the thief, this Job 1:6, the Satan has given, because the John 10:9 is you. Look at John 10:9. John 10:9 is you. John 10:1 is you too. Those who entered by the door is John 10:9. Those who didn't enter by the door are John 10:1. John 10:1 is not the devil. John 10:1 is those of you sitting here who have not used Jesus to enter the church. Who are in the church without the right t-shirt. Who are in the house of God without a mind to serve him. Without a mind to win a soul. Without a mind to change somebody. You are in the church. No mind to be an ambassador for Christ. You are the thief. Because your real boss, the real thief, is now in John 10:10. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might come. So you see, so it's Jesus and his people and Satan and his people. Choose your own. Yes. From John 10:1 to John 10:10 is Jesus and his people and Satan and his people. The same way Satan is in the church and God is using him, that's the same way God is using you to take offerings. But you are still Satan. Today, I just want us to leave here with one basic understanding. In case you are not a savior of men, make yourself. Nobody will make you.
I said, nobody will make you. There is a great commission according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. Make yourself. Matthew 28, verse 17, and verse 18. Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go. 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 These are the last words of Jesus. After this, we don't hear of him again. Because after saying this, they saw him climb. He went up. His last words. And the last words of a person are very, very serious. You play with a man's last word. You see, there's something called dying wish. That's a phrase. A person's dying wish. When a person is about to die. Like in this church, one of our pastors died. And his family members, very traditional, they decided, they knew he was a pastor. He was actually a reverend. They said, no, we don't have any respect for church. What church? The tradition must hold. What church? They took the body, organized everything. They said, we're going to bury him in their family mausoleum. This is a pastor of our church, Lighthouse Church. A week to the funeral, the son of the pastor went to the family head and said, he has something for him. He said, what do you have for me? He said, I've got an audio. audio message. He said, what audio message? So the son responded, so can I sit down? So sit down. I don't know whether he went with a Bluetooth speaker so that the sound would be. He pelled the Bluetooth speaker and he pressed play. He and the family head, play. What should they hear? A man who couldn't speak well. His voice was shaky. So these are my dying wishes. I know the pastor, strong and very, very buoyant. But over some period, he deteriorated. Sickness. He couldn't speak well. These are my dying wishes. If I die, my body should be given to Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Whatever he and his bishops say should be done with my body is what they should do. The Ebusuapeni sat up again. Sat up. Say what? He played again. Said, your father did this. He said, come tomorrow. But when the son is a doctor. When the son came, the Busian, whatever the Busian, the elders had gathered. He said, play it. He played it. He said, based on what he has said, we are going to give the body to Bishop Dad. Because the last words, if you go against somebody's last words, your children can start dying one after the other. You see, I went to a funeral. I went to a funeral recently somewhere. And I sat with an 82-year-old woman. And she pointed and said, you see the people on my left? Some of them are wearing red and some are wearing black. Can you see on the left? On the left. Yes. Yes. Near the DJ. What the DJ is. You see all of them. They were part of our family. And they broke away.
4 years ago, before COVID. And she said, Nana, can you believe it? For the past 4 years, they've been dying one by one. So they have come back. They want to join the family again. But I will not, a woman said, I will not allow them. You see, when somebody makes a wish before he dies, you don't joke with it. He might have built a house for you. He might have walked on water. He might have given you bread. He might have given you healing. By his last words, we were there. We saw the pastor. He was buried in our church cemetery at Mampo. Well, last words. Last words are ominous. They are sinister words. You joke with someone like somebody is about to die. One day, a plane developed a problem. It was flying. True story. It's on the internet. Before the plane eventually fell, because it fell, the nearest airport was about an hour away. But it took some time before it fell. And everybody knew from the way the plane was just gliding, a Boeing. As soon as they knew that it was over, can you, lipstick, pen, pencil, they took every toilet roll. They began to write last words. That in case the plane falls and they find the paper, at least you will know that the family gold is with Mr. Ayi. Yes, the family gold is with Mr. Ayi. Because some people, they never return things when a person dies. So, do you think that the last words a person dying on a plane will write is that brush your teeth every morning? Eat Hausa cocoa when you are happy? No. Those words must be the most important words. They'll be writing the password to a safe. Where they have kept the land documents. It's been hidden in a trunk. And it is 5 meters down on the land where there's a cocoa tree. By the side of the cocoa tree, it's a palm nut tree. Behind it, it's a baobab tree. Under it is a paper. When you take it, they have written on it where the... I'm saying that when somebody is dying, he will not write nonsense. I said he will not write nonsense. When Jesus was about to leave, he said, go! Go! He said, go. He said, go. You want to joke with it? That's why you are sitting here. Most of you sitting here are powerless. You have no power to even come to church. You have no power to pray. You have no power to break up with a wrong relationship. You have no power to stop betting. Because he introduced himself. He said, all power. This is the gospel, the Great Commission. According to Matthew. The Great Commission, according to Matthew, is a commission of power. Power. Jesus introduces himself. Say, I'm sending you, but before I send you, I want you to know that all power belongs to me. Why all power? Because what you may not know is that on earth, what is used to survive here is not beauty, it's not degrees, it's power. Not money, it's supernatural power. You will not know. See how you've done your hair? When I see you, I see a girl ready to charm a man. You see, look, come. I'm teaching. But it's just 3 minutes, so let me end with this. You see, the hair is done, oh, it's done. Nice hair. But then she has left some here. Some curly. What do you call it? Worms. You see this one? Is it nice? Yes. The pearls. Clap your hands for pearls. My dear friend, we don't use pearls and pelems and pearls and worms to marry a man. You need power. Because as you have done your this, a girl, look at this pretty girl, a girl whose face, one eye is red, the one is white. When she smiles, the lips are like, that girl just comes to pass by your husband. I'm preaching. So she just passes by your husband. Your husband is just, why? Look at the girl. Because the perfume she has used, she got the perfume from Ekele Kweji. It's a power perfume. I'm preaching. So while you are basing your power to marry on twirls and curls and pearls, somebody 1,000 less beautiful than you comes. So your husband now doesn't come home. You watch, note carefully the women who take people's husbands. 86% of them are ugly. Your husband just met her at the funeral and greeted her. Oh, how are you doing? Yeah. Not only that, it's not a handle, it's the head of a snake that has, you have held. Say power. Note carefully. Go to town tomorrow, Tuesday. Go to town. Most people who are working in town are not properly qualified for the job they are doing. Or there is a more qualified person. Go to town. There is a power more powerful than first class. AAA. Life on earth is not lived by shouting. It's lived with power. You will give birth, and somebody has more control over your daughter than you, the mother, have. You will grow up a little. You will have money, but you can't get some things. You know the president, but you can't get some things. You are a pretty girl, but nobody. Have you not seen that? The married people in the church are not the most beautiful women. Look around carefully. There must be a Miss McKinney sitting somewhere around here. There's nothing on her finger. Those who are married, look at their faces. Just inspect. The ones with the rings, just inspect them. And now go to those without rings. Let's start. Anybody without a ring, just stand to your feet. I mean, you will fall down right now. So you will know that it's not the power of hips and lips and fingertips. Twirls and pearls. There is a power. If you have that power, 1,000 will fall at your side. 10,000 at your right side. I said there is a power. When God sends you, he introduces himself as all power belongs to me. And when you go, he rewards you with power. Because he knows you will need more than beauty. You will need more than a handsome face. There are wives in their bed with their husbands. They are dead. They are texting another man. They are lying by the husband. They are texting another man. Because this life is not a life of man. It's not. You don't play this game with money.
Anybody you know who uses money as a bargaining chip is not a great person. It's a very, very underdeveloped. I told somebody, I said, the men who came here, nothing less than 3 of them are wearing beads. Nothing less than 3 of them are wearing beads. And when I finished, I got to know that there were more wearing beads. You see them looking drab, looking very, very bespoke. But where they have been, I said, where they have been, you and I, we will not go to any shrine. No. Ours is no shrine. Our shrine is a soul winning. Our shrine is a saving of men. Our shrine is the blood of Jesus we apply on lives that don't matter. We don't go to no shrine. So when you are here and you don't get involved in soul winning, then you don't understand life. Jesus never gave his power to anybody. The only time we know that he gave his power out was in Luke chapter 10. When he sent them in twos to go and preach. When they came back with joy. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. You don't understand life. You don't understand. I'm so happy. When I was 16 years old, the girl who led me to Christ, she introduced me to soul winning. In fact, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at a Friday all night. The Saturday dawn of that Friday all night, we were out at Akademake Circle preaching. No time. It is when you are young that you have faith in the size of your breast, the size of your thighs, and how you can speak to a girl, and how you can coin words, that when I meet you, the rainbow becomes colorless. Yes. It's only when you are young that you just feel that you can use words, but there is power. And in the same Luke 10, verse 19, look at it. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You don't use money. Nikki love, you don't use money to deal with serpents. You're a pretty girl. We don't use. You're going to marry a man with devils in his family? You are using high heels? You got to be joking, baby. In that marriage, you need. A girl saw me yesterday. Said last week, Sunday, you were preaching and you walked straight to me and you gave an example. I was the one. I've come to confess. Let me move away before I say something. Watch out! Life is full of serpents. What is a serpent? What is a serpent? A serpent is not a snake or something that slithers away. A serpent is evil around you that you can't see. Evil in your home that you can't see. Somebody's gift he brought. This is your birthday gift. That's all. You got it. Put it in your drawer. That's it. That's a point of contact. It's a transmitter. Ah, that's, listen, is this also a transmitter? Let me. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? I think we are. Hello? Hello. Ah, you are sleeping. As I'm preaching, you are sleeping. You are sleeping also.
Don't be dumb. The volume was down.
Nonsense. I'm preaching. You are sleeping. Can you hear me?
I can hear
that sound good? Is that sound okay?
No, the sound is okay.
Okay. All right. That's okay. You can hear it well on the on social media.
Hear it well on social media.
Okay. I'm here. I'm standing here. I'm talking to somebody somewhere. That gift you received, as you have finished your wedding, you are having sex with your wife to have your first child. You are reporting it at Hogbetoto Festival. Hogbetoto Festival. As you are celebrating your son's first birthday and you are cutting the cake, that thing lying on the sofa is sending a message that they are celebrating, so it is now left to 6 more months. I've seen everything before. I can give you names and dates and places. And how can we live our lives without accepting gifts? What do you have that you did not receive? Are we in the spirit all the time to say that this one is an amulet, this one is a point of contact? No, we receive it. That's why you can't live without power. You can't live without money. You can live. COVID taught us that you can't live without paper money. You can't live without meeting people. But you can't live without power. You can't live without power. Because they are coming for your son. They are coming for your daughter. They are coming for your wife. They are coming for your husband. They are coming for you. As you sit in the office, you think because you have first class in Masters A++, you are going to last. Somebody who has not been to university is about to take over from you. So Jesus said, because you went, I'm giving you power. Because nobody works for me without receiving a salary. I pay people who work for me. And I don't pay with dollars. I don't pay with cities. I pay with power. Because your greatest need in life is not... Have you not noticed that you don't have money? A lot of the things you have, you can't afford them. Because you don't need to have money to have some things. You need to have power to have some things. I'm saying to you today that the Great Commission is a commission of power. Power to stay in your marriage. How many years have you been married? Don't play. There are things working. Don't joke. Wear your t-shirt on Saturday. I mean you, not this one. Not this one. You. Wear your t-shirt on Saturday and go out and win souls. Life is not. There are things. Be careful. It's called the non-linearity of life. Life doesn't have straight lines. Are in drawings. Straight lines are in drawings. Nothing in life is straight. Young men, young girls, stop dancing around. Wake up. She's even sleeping. She can't even stay awake. You see, she's just 5 years later, she's a girl, but she's smoking Indian hemp. Because something has come for her. If I see you dancing, my assumption is that you are a savior of men before you are dancing. If I see you playing the keyboard, my assumption is that you are a savior of men before you are playing the keyboard. Because where you are sitting, the girls who are looking at you, not all of them are correct. So you must have power to sit behind the keyboard. Otherwise, something powerful is coming to end your life. Make yourselves saviors of men. Stand to your feet. Make yourself. Make yourself. Keep clapping. Make yourself. Make yourself. Now, as you are clapping your hands, begin to pray while clapping your hands. Pray. 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 Lord, make me.
Savior of man, in the name of Jesus.
They can take your degree. They can take your shoes. They can take your car. But don't allow them to take your ability to save men. My God and my Lord. Hey.
Pray.
God is speaking. God has spoken. Listen well. Don't be here without being a savior of men.
Make me a savior.
It only means that
in the name
you
of Jesus,
are a thief in the midst of God's people. Pray.
Pray. In prekata yaba shandili vekata yaba lebede do shaka in prekata yaba yampalaba shekata yaba in prekada do shapa yaba hey kapasuni moka in palakata yada doshe lebede do shapa katarima in prekata aduse lebede do shapa nina likada do shapa impre levadi bakalaba make us Lord, make us Lord, saviors of men, in the name of Jesus. Le papa yaba, im papa yaba, le gade be, le pakatosha, im prakata yaba, le gade dosha, im prakata anda, le vada dosha bayama. Pray, ye panama, le gade be, re gade be, mampa shatani, im palade be. Lakatayaba, Imtakatosha, Ye Papayaba, Ye Papayaba, Ye Papayaba, Lakadaba, Lord, make us, Lord, Masha Pagitaba, Lakadaba, Lakadaba, Imprakatosha, Imprakatosha. Oh, Jesus.
I want us to pray again. This morning, at First Works, the Foam Stars played a message I had preached in their acting. It affected me. It affected me. I had never heard it like that before. But I was saying that if you are a Christian, you must have. See, Christ asked Peter, do you love me? He said, I love you. Then he said, then feed my lambs. Then he asked again, do you love me, Simon? He said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. And in that short segment, I said, everybody, if you love God, there must be a new convert in your life. Everybody, there must be a new convert in your life you are bringing up. Wow. A new believer you are helping. Whether you are a lawyer, you are a doctor, you are a whatever. There must be somebody, student, there must be somebody. Also, if you love God, there must be a Christian, a mature Christian in your life that you are ministering to. So he said, lamps. Number one was lamps. Verse 15. Then the next verse, he said, sheep. I want us to pray that in your life, from today till you die,
yes,
in 1,000 years,
yes,
there will be a new believer you are helping. You see, Zig Ziglar said, he gets to the top. He who helps others to come up. If my agenda is to help this man to come up, please come, let me help you to come up. The fact that I'm bringing you up means that I am getting to the top. The fact that I'm helping you to come up means that I am at the top. Your way to the top is to help someone to go up. The art of leadership. Bishop says, take people to the top. Take people. you will realize that it's not people you are taking to the top. You are taking yourself to the top. If I can take you to level 5, I must be at level 7 before I can take you to level 5. If I'm at level 3 and my aim is to take you to 5, it means that I'm working my way to 7. That's the mind. Today we are praying that whatever instrumentalists, listen to me. We are praying. And when we are praying, don't play any instrument. Pray that there'll be a convert in you. I said the girls are coming. And I mean it. I'm not talking to you as somebody who is not married. I'm talking to you as a married man. I said the girls are coming. You say I'm joking? You want to challenge me? I said the girls are coming. What power do you have? Everything you have will not help you. You are tall, it doesn't help you. You are handsome, it doesn't help you. Your teeth are nice, it doesn't help you. But the only thing you need to help you is the power of God at work in your life. Keep clapping now, because we are using it to pray. We are praying right now that there'll be a convert in your life.
Yes.
You will find one. You will win one yourself and raise that convert yourself. Clap your hands and pray. If you love God, if you don't love God, stop praying and sing.
Leva shakata yamakatonima. Legedo shaprakata yaba. Leva shampekete yabe. Libraka satama shindelebe. Limprekete yabaka
shuntawa.
Leva daba ketayama shimpreketose. Limpapa yakata yaba. Leva shuntayaba katayaba. Levedebe shantayaba. Imprekete yabe. Leva do shepekatonima. Limprekete
yabe. All your life, you have a convert. Somebody you are. You finish with a boy, you pick another boy, you pick a girl.
Yekeshetayaba, levedo shapa inteleve, rakatayaba, impelekaso televe, rapayama shandilebena, rekete papa,
make yourself,
katonima, levedo shapa, imprekete and deliver.
Father, we thank you. And finally, we are praying that there will be a sheep. A sheep is a sheep. I'm a sheep. You are a sheep. That there will be somebody. It may even be at your own level. But you minister. You exchange strength. You share. You share. And from that person, you draw strength. Not strength to be rich, but strength to have the power of God. That there will be somebody. You'll be in the company of Christians who minister to fellow Christians. That's a center leader. That's a center leader. That's a whatever it is. But not forget about leaders. I'm talking about your personal life as a Christian. There should be somebody. Yeah, without the pastor's knowledge. Somebody whose house you go to share a scripture. To go for a home sale, a whatever fellowship. It may not even be a bar center. A home sale. You go there and just say a word. You will go to the top yourself. In power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Yes. Clap your hands and pray now. Don't be a Christian.
Le papaye kashatayama. Le veshekete levele bakatonima. Le prakatayaba shekvedinima. Zendili veka shapayaba, levede do shaprakatayama, limpepe yebe, la papaye kashatayama, ligede do shapre intayaba, legede do shapayama, zendivi makapayaba, legede do shapanimanama, limpredebe, limpredebe, shakatayaba, legedebe shantayaba,
yes,
limpapaye kasatayaba, legedebe shapayaba,
everybody.
Everyone.
Father, I pray and I ask that, Lord, let those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying hear. I pray that there will be none
under the sound of my voice, who will one day be in outer darkness, gnashing his teeth and weeping. Lord, bring us all to that place of fruitfulness and faithfulness. Bring us all to that place.
Yes, Lord.
That blessed place of greatness. I ask in the name of Jesus that you bring everyone along as we journey towards the promised land.
Yes, Lord.
Let no one be left behind.
Yes, Lord.
And now, Lord, I pray, every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray for anyone here today who doesn't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to join the church properly. I want to enter through the door. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. Pastor, pray for me. If you are here, you want to pray for you. Lift your right hand up high. I'm going to pray a simple prayer with you. Yes. A prayer with, lift it high. A prayer. I will pray with you to receive Jesus. I see your hand. High, up, up, up. I see your hand, up. To receive Jesus. I see your hand, I see your hand. To receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To receive Jesus. If your hand is up, if you raise your hand, come to me right now here. Come, come to the front here. Come, come, come. Take your phone, take your Bible and come. Come.
Use it for your glory.
Clap your hands for them.
Lord, I offer my days to you.
Clap for her.
Lifting my praise.
Clap for him. Clap for them.
To you.
Yes. God bless you. You want to join them? You can come.
Lord, I offer.
Clap for them. They are coming.
Lord, I
come, my dear. Come. For him is coming.
Lord, I offer my days.
It's just the beginning.
Lifting my praise.
Father, we thank you.
To you.
We thank you. Can you please lift your hands and join me as we pray? As I pray with them. All of you, lift your hands in front. And now say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
But I'm coming to you.
But I'm coming to you.
Because you are merciful.
Because you are merciful.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
I've gone far from you.
I've gone far from you.
Today.
Today.
I return to you.
I return to
you. I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
Please cleanse me.
Please cleanse me.
Please make me new.
Please make me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I want a new life.
I want a new life.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To live this victorious life.
This victorious life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you see our pastor and the lady pastor standing there? They are waving their hands. Yes. They are going to help you. They will counsel you. Ask if you have any challenges. They will help you. Because see, you are grown. But you are spiritually a baby. You don't know left hand from right. They will pray with you. Teach you to pray. Teach you to come to church. It's a long journey. And you can't start it all by yourself. So I want us to go to them. Let's go to them. Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands. Encourage them. Encourage them. Encourage them, please. Let your hand clap be louder. take. We are coming to the Lord's table. You know, listen, I told the church yesterday, so there are 1,000 things we connect to the communion. Healing, blessings, revelation, all and on and on, and strength and speed and all. But I will tell you, please listen. Pause. Honey, pause. The central reason, the first proton, in fact, the actual reason that Jesus Christ gave for the communion, he said, do this in remembrance of me. Because that's why it's good to take the communion even 10 times a day. Each time you take the communion, you are reminding yourself that Jesus is there. Because some of you have forgotten Jesus. You've forgotten about Jesus. The things you are doing, he's not in it. So you can be in the church preaching, singing, playing instruments, video, but you've forgotten about Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1, I think verse 9 or 10 says, you have forgotten how you came to be where you were. You can forget. Yes. He has forgotten that he was perched. Is there? It's not the point I wrote. Is there? He has forgotten that he was perched from his old sins. You can actually be a believer in the system and you've forgotten that you are even a Christian. So yes, there's healing. But I mentioned, what is it? What is it? Plenty. But the biggest of them is that you remember Jesus. Say, Jesus, I remember you.
I remember you.
You are part of my life. Say, the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I remember. That I am a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I have Jesus.
I have Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
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 You are real.
You are real.
Jesus.
Jesus.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it. That's all. Just remember Jesus. The same. You have forgotten that you were perched. You can live your life. You've forgotten that blood was used to wash you. So each time, look, listen. What I don't know about yours, but what I'm drinking is not blood. It's Asana or something. Is it Rabina drink or Vimto? Vimto. Uh-huh. It's Vimto. It's not the blood of Jesus. But we use it to represent the blood. To remind ourselves that this life we are living, blood is in it. That's all. Remember me that I died for you. So you can also die for someone. Even forget about dying for someone. Remember that I died for you. Because you can live your life and forget that Jesus died for you. The blood of Jesus. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
He died for me.
He died for me.
Jesus.
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 What's your communion? Are you've drunk 10 weeks communion in your house already. The cup you use for communion is not a small cup. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I really love Jesus.
I really love Jesus.
I really, really love Jesus.
I really, really love Jesus.
Let's drink it. Lift your two hands. Oh. Father, may we remember you.
Amen.
Tomorrow, may we remember you.
Amen.
In the office, may we remember you.
Amen.
In the bedroom, may we remember you.
Amen.
In the kitchen, with our house help, with our husband,
Jesus.
With our wives,
oh.
Our friends,
Jesus.
In the farm,
Jesus.
Wherever,
yes.
May we remember,
amen.
That we are Christians.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's receive Bishop Kobe to close us.
trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.